I said, have you got everything then?
Of course I've got everything.
Ticket?
Yes.
Money?
Yes.
Sandwiches?
Fucking hell, man.
Passport?
Of course I've got my fucking passport.
There's no fucking need for the language now.
I've got my passport, I've got my phone. I've got a fucking towel. God. Next you'll be on at me whether I've remembered to pack the fucking travel scrabble.
Change of underwear? Your granny wouldn't like the thought of you getting caught short.
I imagine they have washing machines in India, uncle.
But she's always done your washing for you.
I'll just have to learn then.
You're not going looking like that, are you?
Haven't had a chance to change.
Jesus, let's hope they let you in the country.
Didn't have a chance to sleep either.
Oh, so they sent you off in style, so?
Thought I might not make it to the fucking airport.
I should probably be going.
You'll be alright, will you?
What do you mean?
You'll be okay. Without me.
I'll be fine.
How are the kids?
Oh, not bad, not bad. She's been letting me have the odd weekend with them recently, so...
That's good.
You can't put a price on family.
True enough.
Or at least that's what I tell myself when the child support's due.
At some point you need to get out too, you know. Change of scene. A bit of perspective.
Aye, I know, I know.
That's what I'll be doing. Getting a bit of perspective.
If you're going to find yourself, don't forget you believe in a bit of yourself too.
I'm not just doing it, you know, because...
I think it's good.
I'll write you.
You what? Look, I know I'm a fucking old fucker, but I know no one writes anyone any fucking letters anymore.
Fine, I won't so.
What do you want to write me a letter for anyways? I'm sure you'll be off in your adventures, seeing the wonders of the world, quarrelling and cruising and bedding exotic, dusky young maidens to be writing your old uncle. You text me. When can we expect you back?
Back?
When?
Dunno. I booked it one way.
Huh, right. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know where I'll be back
Uncle.
Again.
You know I don't fit here.
Oh, and you think you'll fit over there, do you? In the land of your forefathers?
Sure, it's better than staying here.
But you don't even speak Indian.
Uncle Dermot, India is a subcontinent. It has loads of languages, different cultures and ways of doing things. Not all Indians are the same.
You should fit right in then.
You get it then?
Of course I get it. Saying all Indians are the same is like saying someone from Belfast is the same as someone from...
Where?
Well, another part of Belfast. Sometimes even the same part of Belfast.
India isn't just Bollywood and spiritualism and Ravi Shankar records.
Granted.
Or Aishwarya Rai.
Shah Rukh Khan.
You know who Shah Rukh Khan is?
Haven't I seen his films?
Have you?
I like the dancing.
Anyway.
I know it hasn't been easy for you. Your parents not being around and all.
It's not because of that. I mean... You know, if you wanted me to stay, like...
You're not staying. There's no point in you stopping around here.
But what if yous lot need me?
We'll be grand without you.
I'm really starting to think I should stay.
No, you're going.
It's just that...
Sorry. Oh, it's your grandmother again. How many times?
Hello, Granny. Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah, as soon as I touch down. Listen, Granny, I've got to go. Okay, bye. Bye. Uncle.
You know, I'm not surprised you're running halfway around the world. It'd be worth it just to get away from that one.
But what if something happens to her? What if I never see her again? She's not getting any younger. What if she died? What if it's already been the last time I'm ever going to see her?
She'll be fine. There's life in that old dog yet. Besides, you can't be waiting around here for her to die before you start living. This is what you wanted. You're going.
But...
Oh, for fuck's sake, listen to me. When I was younger, I always wanted to leave. Get the fuck out of here. And I was going to as well, to Australia. But then I met your auntie and things sort of got put on hold. We still talked about it, you know. But then the kids came along and I had a job and it... Well, it never happened. And that's what happens as you get older. I mean, there's a closing off of possibilities. That's the problem with travelling. You go somewhere and you leave something behind, or you don't go and you're what's left behind. I want you to go. Really, I do. I sincerely hope you find somewhere you belong. Come on, you don't want to miss your flight.
Aer Lingus flight E134 to London Heathrow is now boarding from gate 8. All passengers, please have your identity document ready for inspection at the gate.
Well, I guess this is goodbye then.
You've got your passport.
I've got my passport.
You've got everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get a move on or you'll miss your flight.
Uncle, where are you going?
Owen and Dermot was written by Jaisal Marmion and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing held in 2018. It was performed by Justin McKenna and Anton Thompson McCormick. Owen and Dermot is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.